Good morning, this is Marlon. With the inspiration today again, Lord willing, I want to share on Paul this morning, a few things that Paul went through, and see what we can learn and glean from his life in this area of discouragement or encouragement, as Paul was a man of courage. He went into areas that he was not afraid to go back into areas where they had rejected him and stoned him and pushed him out and thrown him out. So we want to talk about Paul a little bit this morning. Yesterday we talked about Jesus and how he went through the cross and stayed encouraged even though all the people deserted him. But praise the Lord, we have an example in Jesus. And now we just want to bring it back to Paul just a little bit. We know that Paul was human, and he is just like us. Even though Jesus, we also know that Jesus was just like us, and he was human. Sometimes our mind classifies Jesus as a special person in an area above temptation. But Paul, we can't do that, because we know that Paul was a real man. Just like Jesus was a real man, but Paul, yes, we seem to classify Jesus in a separate category. So, I would like to start in Acts 14, 19, and it's where, and there came hither certain Jews from Antioch and Iconium, who persuaded the people, and having stoned Paul, drew him out of the city, supposing he had been dead. Howbeit, as disciples stood around about him, he rose up and came into the city. And the next day he departed with Barnabas to Derbe. So there we can see that Paul suffered some stoning. They thought he had killed him. And he stood up and he went back into the city. No fear, or at least the Bible doesn't say about fear. He was very courteous either way to go back into the city. We read on there, 21, and when they had preached the gospel in the city and had taught many, they returned again to Lystra and Iconium and Antioch. Then they went to Derbe and then came back and went right back into the city where they had thrown him out and stoned him, confirming the souls of the disciples and exhorting them to continue in faith, that we must through much tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. And he even told them that through much tribulation we would enter into the kingdom of God. And what better man to say that than Paul, as he had just got done getting stoned. Verse 23, and when they had ordained many elders in every church and had prayed with fasting, they commended them to the Lord on whom they believed. Some of Paul's great work that the Holy Spirit assigned him to, or God assigned him to, in building the churches and confirming the churches. And this goes to 2 Corinthians 11. 2 Corinthians 11. Starting with verse 16. This is speaking about Paul and his suffering as an apostle. Here in 2 Corinthians, he's defending his apostleship. He's under question by some of the other people around him, some false leaders, some false prophets, some were just questioning his ministry. And he kind of comes in here with a boastful attitude, but let's hear him out. It starts in verse 16. I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise yet, as a fool receive me, that I may boast myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but it, as it were, foolishly in this comfort of boasting. Seeing that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. And it seems like Paul is really wanting to defend his ministry here, Lord, defend his ministry of the Lord here and his apostleship. For we suffer fools gladly, seeing ye yourselves are wise. For ye suffer, if any man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you in the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we have been weak. Howbeit, wheresoever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. there's Paul again bragging about what, or boasting about what he has been through for the Lord's sake. Are they Hebrew? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they the ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more. Now here we go into why Paul has the right to say the things he's saying here. And this is quite the hard list. I think if we would have endured these things, we would be have a little bit of that I can boast foolishly also. Or how does he say? That I may boast myself a little. In labors more abundant, in stripes of a measure, in prison more frequent, in death oft. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, seeing 1. Thrice I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, at night and a day I have been in deep, in journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of mine own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren, in weariness, in painfulness, in watching often, which is staying awake, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness, besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. We can see Paul was carrying quite the load. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governor under Atreus, the king, kept the city of Damascus with its garnish, desirous to apprehend me, and through a window in a basket was I let down by the wall and escaped his hands. Yes, Paul was used very hard. God, he had much courage, and because of his much courage, he took much beatings. By the Jews, he was whipped 5 times. 39 times. I mean, 5 different times he got received 39 stripes. We can see Paul carried quite a load and quite a burden for lost souls around him. And there again, why did Paul do it? Because he's seen the finished work of the cross. He's seen Jesus. He had seen Jesus. He had, and he received the promise. And with much courage, because of the promise to come, with much courage he went forward and did the work that God had assigned him to. And can we just look at Paul, the trials and tribulations that we go through? Yes, they may be hard. They may be difficult. They may make things hard for us. But let's think about Paul. Let's think about Jesus. Let's look past these things and look to the promises of God. The ones where he says that if we are of his, he will take care of us. That he will not give us more than what we can handle. There's a hedge around us. The devil can't get to us unless God allows him. In Job, there's many promises that God has given us. That if we trust, there's promises that Joshua has in Joshua 1. I would encourage you to read Joshua 1 sometime, and the promises that God received, those are pulled up afresh in Hebrews, where we can see that those promises are our promises. Be of good courage. Be not dismayed. And if we're going through hard times, if we're going through trials, just keep your focus on the Lord. I would like to just read a little bit here with one of Paul's occasions where he was in jail. In Acts 12, starting verse 7, and behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shineth in the prison, and he smote Peter in the side, raised him up, saying, Rise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands, and the angel said unto him, Gird yourself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment upon about thee, and follow me. And he went out and followed him, wist not that it was true, which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth into the city, which opened to them of his own accord. They went out and passed on through the one street, and wherewith the angel departed from him. And I want to just bring this in, just showing us that there is deliverance. If we're bound, if we can't get away, if we turn to Jesus, He will set us free, even as He set Paul, Peter, out of this prison that he was in, and came in and set him free. Even in that way, if we are bound somewhere in our lives, Jesus, if we ask Him, He will come and set us free. Well, God bless you, and have a great day, and may the Lord bless you and prosper you in His grace.